7 QMD Mobile listening on 19 Link System. KI7 QMD.
Good morning, guide, sir. How are you going today? KB7 OLD.
Hey, there you are. I heard somebody keying up a mic, and that's all I got. This is KI7 QMD. I'm mobile. Who am I talking to?
This is Ted, KB7 OLD. From St. Ignace, I'm mobile right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I was just up that way on Saturday. I went to Hessel for the wooden boat show. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. Hit the road, do some doctor's appointments down in Petoskey. Nice, cloudy, cool day. Kind of smothering hot last night.
Yeah, we did get quite a bit of rain last night. Hopefully it has a cooling effect and doesn't just turn into a steam bath when the sun gets it warmed up. We'll see. We'll definitely see what happens. So, which direction are you heading up in St. Ignace?
I'm heading down to Petoskey, where all the doctors are.
Yeah, I'll be running through Petoskey pretty soon here. I'm on my way up to Harbor Springs. I'm 20 miles out of Harbor Springs right now.
Okay. Yeah, just getting on 31 right now off of I-75. I'll be glad when this heat is over.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. It was even pretty warm up in Hessel or up there Saturday. It was quite the heat wave. But I don't know, maybe another week or two of this, hopefully. 3 weeks max. That might not be too bad, but yeah, we'll see. If it wasn't so humid, I don't think it would be as bad. But well, there you go. That's Michigan weather for you. So you're heading down. Are you a doctor? Is that what you said? Or you're heading down to a doctor?
I'm heading down to a doctor. Got an 8:30 appointment, so. I have to get up early in the morning and head down. Gonna pick up a Walmart order, you know, the typical stuff.
Yep. When you live up north like that, I guess you have to plan out your supply route. that sure does ring a bell for me for some of the times I was in remote areas. But yeah. Yep, but you got the benefit of living up there in the north. I don't know, you stay there all winter? Are you full-time up in St. Ignace?
Yeah, I've been up here for about, on and off since about 83, originally from Ohio. And yeah, I love the summers, but now that I'm full-time retired, I'm definitely going to spend some time down in Florida.
Hey, hate to cut you short. My daughter just called me, so I'm going to let you go. 73 KI7 QMD Mobile.
73 QU2 KB7 OLD Mobile.
Mobile. At ATMH, mobile.
At ATMH, WN8Q, mobile.
Good morning, Larry. How are things up that way?
Hey, good morning, Drake. Doing pretty well. We had some rain earlier, but the sun's out now, and looking pretty nice here. I just wanted to thank you for all your work at the repeater. on Levering Road. I understand we got a couple of transmitters up.
Yeah, so far the levering machine seems to be cranking pretty good. Both of them do, actually. They're both at the top of that tower on the two antennas next to each other up there, so. And the new 3-1 that's in Mackinac City as well. I was hearing that and the Guilford 3-1, they're linked together. I was hearing both of those just south of Cadillac. I could hear them mixing. I'm headed down to Lapeer today.
Oh, that's super. So, are they both, the two transmitters on Levering, are they both full, is one part-time digital and analog, or I'm not clear on if one's analog and one's digital, or if they're whatever is being transmitted as they convert to?
So, the 444.6, which is the analog at Levering, that's analog only. The 444.625 is DMR only. That is on the MI5 network, so talk groups 51, 52, up to 56, I believe. It's all the MI5 stuff, and only MI5. There's no Brandmeister, no TGIF on there. It's only MI5.
Okay, roger that. So, wasn't totally clear on that. So, well, I'll have to get my radios configured and give it a try. So, all right, I'm pulling up to my destination and heard you on the air. Just wanted to say hi and thanks for all your work on Saturday. So, you have a great day. NADMH from WN8Q.
All right, sounds good, Larry. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. WN8Q, NADMH, mobile.
VCA, VXU.
Good morning, Toby.
How are you today?
Doing the, the usual Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, I'm behind the thing here waiting for it to cool down. I was going to ask you a question, and I forgot what it was. I may be dropping in and out, so if I am, don't worry, I'm walking around the desk here. Oh, dang, I forgot. You said there's a couple more talk groups I need to add in here?
Yeah, so there's a statewide group on my phone, the statewide on app. And then if you want to, Michigan, that's a pretty active group for the state of Michigan. That's 3126. When I get to the nation, I can shoot those all year, and you can, you'll have the word around somewhere.
Yes, because this thing will only do up to 2-1. One time and it didn't work. So maybe what we'll do is I can run right up to Acme there and you and I can sit down and you can get on the computer and work your magic.
I didn't really copy a whole lot of that and it's probably on my end. I'm on a hotspot on cellular here and probably not probably don't have the greatest signal, so I was dropping out pretty bad.
Okay, what we'll do is you and I will meet up, and then I'll just let you loose on the computer, and you can add all that stuff in for me, because I don't want to try and do it. I can bring up the computer, and we can access it that way, too. You can get on the AnyTone site and fix all of it up.
Okay, yeah, we'll figure that out. I just follow the gas station. I'll be right back. Anyway.
You're portable.
KXPW, Sheboygan. KFADNS.
wife. Hope everything works out well, and we'll look forward to seeing you when you do get back. So we'll be thinking about you. Are there any additional Echolink and All-Stars? Evidently not. Well, we'll keep an ear open for you. If you didn't get a chance to check in, you can check in at any time. Kind of hoping that we would hear from Jeff, but he is making his way back to Alaska, and hoping he has a safe and successful trip, and we'll look forward to chatting with him when he's back on the air. All right, we'll do it for Echolink in short time. Let's move on to general check-ins. If you want to check in to the MeshNet, Monday Evening Social Hour Net, this is a great opportunity to do that. Anybody, anywhere, please call now.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY.
Kevin, you're on the list. Next check-in, please.
This is KF8BKG, Joel in Kalkaska, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Kilo Golf.
Awesome. Thanks very much for the phonetics. So Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Kilo Golf. We have you on the list. Next check-in, please.
Alpha 8 Hotel Yankee Echo, Edgar.
Thanks for checking in. We have you on the list. Next general check-in, please. Well, go. Have to take the rest of the day off. Let's move on up. Jim was in and out. Let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY. Go ahead, Kevin.
Good evening, Scott, and thank you for taking our short little net tonight. Not much going on here, except that tomorrow night for project night, I plan on bringing in the subject of my August article. We reached a couple of successes yesterday, did the smoke test yesterday, and we're on the air today. So that's what I'm going to do for tomorrow night, and I will see everybody at breakfast for hands. WATCM, this is KF8HEY, back to you, Net Control.
Awesome, Kevin. And again, as Glenn mentioned, thanks very much for all your help. And Friday, when we did something that we normally don't do, we took a 7-week course for technicians and condensed it into a 7-hour training program for technician, and got pretty good results. But it was a lot of work by Kevin, and I appreciate it. Thanks very much for being there and spending all that time. It was worth it, though. But thanks a lot, Kevin, and look forward to seeing your podcast. And with that, let's go to KFA BKG. Go ahead up in where you said you were, Kalkaska, I think. KF8BKG, go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is KF8BKG, Joe in Kalkaska. I'm trying out an HT. It's the first time I've ever tried this one out, and I hope I'm sounding okay. I'm about 40 feet up on the hill, right downtown Kalkaska at the playground, standing on top of the hill. I'm guessing 40 feet in the air. Appreciate you taking the net. I appreciate this net. It's very seldom I'm able to get on it, but I do listen once in a while. So 73, everybody out there, and back to net. Thanks again.
Okay, Joe, thanks a lot for checking in this evening, especially checking in from your hilltop in Kalkaska. Your signal is rock solid. You're fully quieting in the repeater, and very impressive. There was no dropouts. I could hear a little bit of wind blowing, but that's just to tell you how clear the audio was. So I'm just curious, Joe, if you don't mind, are you still there? Got it that you're on a handheld, and is that about 5 watts, or are you running more than 5 watts?
I think it's 5 watts. I mean, it was advertised as a 10-watt radio, but I don't think so. It says Motorola on it, but I think it's a Bolfang clone. It says Motorola, but I don't know that it really is. It's probably just a knockoff. But I, to the best of my knowledge, it's probably 5 watts.
Okay, thanks very much. That's just very impressive. There are people who live here in town who would love to have a signal as solid as theirs. So thanks for checking in. Thanks for listening in the past, and hopefully we'll hear you again next Monday night. We're on every Monday night at 8 o'clock, so I'll look forward to the next time. Thanks a lot, Joe. Edgar, please go ahead. Take it away.
Good evening. Thanks for taking the net. And Tom, if you're still listening, I had triple bypass about a year and a half ago, and there is life after bypass, so if that hits you that way, it's okay. And it's cooler today, supposed to be cooler tomorrow. This is KAHHYE.
Hey, KAHHYE. Edgar, thanks very much. Appreciate it, and I'm glad you also are a survivor of the thing that ticks and makes this all happen. So glad you're with us, and hopefully things will continue to improve. It seems like we're all on that train. Okay, Edgar, thanks very much, and thanks everyone. If there are any additional check-ins for Monday Evening Social Hour Net, this is an awesome time to call in. We've reached the bottom of the list, so this is call for check-in for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Please call now.
Mark, KC8,
Mark, you're on the list. Next check-in, please. Okay, nothing heard. Mark, you can tie the ribbons on it for this evening. Looks like we're get the rest of the evening off here. So, KC8ZAT, take it away.
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAT, and I don't know what transpired earlier in the net, but now I'm at the end of it there, so let's see if I can do the net justice. So I don't really know what the topic that you were going to be talking about was and that sort of a thing, so I'll just simply say that the radio I'm using today is my Bofeng handheld radio and on an extra long lip, and I hope I can be heard. So with that, sort of like a boring thing, this is Mark, KC8CAP, and Bad Connect Control.
Okay, very good, Mark. Yeah, if you tried to check in earlier, we did not hear you either for the T-Barge Net or for this one. So, however, your signal now that you did connect with us is rock solid. Again, just like Joe, you've got a great signal. You should be very proud of it. It's working well and no dropouts. So thanks for joining us, and keep doing whatever it is you're doing that makes that happen. We really didn't have a topic this evening, so... The one I was going to talk about would have put a lot of people to sleep, but just so you know, the Perseids meteor shower is going on, and it's reaching its peak in the next couple of days. And not only that, it's reaching its peak of meteors entering the Earth's atmosphere and leaving ionized trails, which we can bounce signals off of. Another meteor shower that's coming in at the same time, so it's going to get two for one. It happens on 6 meters, is your most reliable. It's meteor scatter, and you can work that, or you can listen to it and observe it to find out what's going on and who's doing what exactly on what frequency. You can go to Ping Jockey, that's P-I-N-G, Papa Indio November Golf, Ping Jockey, so one word, .net, and remember net, N-E-T. The mode that we operate is WSJTX MSK-144, and the frequency is 50.260. I've had quite a few connections. Not exactly, we didn't finish the contacts, but it's been working quite nicely, usually around 10 o'clock at night. It's best around 4 o'clock in the morning, but that's not on my schedule at the moment. So if you want to play around on 6 meters meteor scatter, 2 meters works as well. It's very active right now, and it's really a lot of fun, and it's exciting to see. So with that, I'll take a break, and I'll come back with last call for check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Last call, please.
So what up?
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
Okay, we got a key two for one. I got Jeff. You're in there for sure. And KE8OGC. I think I have you, and I'm hoping it's a Kilo Echo. But let's make another call, and we'll come back to you. Any additional check-ins this evening for the Monday evening social hour net?
ENF, Bentley in Harbor Springs, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot.
Awesome, we've got DX project working here. So Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot, I believe, and let's go back for next check-in. Yeah, I think we're kind of wearing out the ethers a little bit this evening, so let's go on to KE8OGC. Please give us your first name and have a nice conversation. Go ahead with your transmission.
Hi, this is Jean, a Kilowatt Alpha 8, Oscar Golf Charlie, address wise. So I just wanted to give you another session. Good evening to everyone, and thanks for taking the nap, and maybe I'll catch you next week. KE8OGC.
Awesome. Okay, thank you very much, Jean. Several clues that I wish I could have gotten. Certainly, we should have remembered your name, and the Kilo Alpha would have sealed it, because you have been on the air with before, and we really appreciate it when you do check in, not just for the numbers, but to hear your nice voice as well. So thanks for checking in with us, and we look forward to many, many more, I hope. Let's go up to Surd. Hopefully you're back on the home territory there, Jeff. N8EX, please go ahead.
Well, good afternoon or evening there, Scott. This is Jeff, N8EX in Port Graham, Alaska. I got one day in Seward, enough to get my mother-in-law's yard trimmed, and then back off to Port Graham for 2 weeks of clinic coverage. So I'm already working on patient notes right now and charting. It is sunny, clear, high 60s, and the fireweed's in full bloom. So we've gone from the salmonberries to fireweed, which is a beautiful drive on the highway. And also you can make jelly out of it, which is really tasty. And of course I love dandelion jelly too. And that, but we're gonna have good use of that meteor shower probably. And just need the clouds to stay away. And it is a nice break. I am recovering from major sunburn and that from my vacation down Traverse City. And in fact, my wife was horrified when she looked at my back, but I can feel it, but it's getting better. and no smoke. So that's kind of nice, though that southwest wind took care of it while we were there. But I hope everyone's having a good start to the week, and look forward to Kevin's next article there. I pass it back to you, NADX.
Okay, Jeff, very good. Well, number one, glad you're home. Number two, hopefully the sunburn will heal quickly, and we're can't imagine how you got that. we actually did get some rain yesterday, so a little bit of rain today as well. So it's starting to turn around. But while you were here for your holiday, it was pretty much just sun, and that's it. So the meteor shower, let me just give you a quick clarification. They're lovely to see. You can see them, but you can bounce radio waves off of them even if it's cloudy. So you don't need to be able to see them in order to use them for radio. But as the meteors enter the Earth's atmosphere, they leave an ionized trail, and you're bouncing the signal off of that ionized trail. It's just a matter of a couple of seconds, but in most cases you can make a complete conversation using the WSJTX software, MSK 144. That's the end of that commercial, and we'll go on up and talk now to KF8ENF, Echo November Foxtrot. Please go ahead.
My name's Bentley. Thanks for hosting the net tonight. This is my first time jumping on a net. Got my technician's license in June. And I am getting into the 1-9 repeater here at Petoskey from my base station here in Harbor Springs on low power, 5 watts. So hopefully I'm coming through well and you can all hear me. But yeah, just getting my feet wet in the hobby and poking around a little bit. So thanks again for hosting this net and giving us a chance to check in. KF8 ENF.
Well, it's pretty spectacular. Thanks very much for checking in with us, and welcome to the hobby, number one, and welcome to the Monday evening social hour. Now, here it originates in the WATCM repeater in Traverse City. I'm glad that's linked in this evening, and I'm glad you're able to reach it through Petoskey. And Harbor Springs is a pretty nice town, especially Tom's Mom's Cookies. So thanks very much for checking in. I hope you will join us every Monday night here at 8 o'clock. The same station is on tonight. And we're oftentimes linked with the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network, but not always. So anyway, you can also reach us on Echolink if you'd like to do that. That's Jeff in Alaska reaches us, and Jim is over in Minnesota and is able to reach us on Echolink. So check both of those out. They're great options, and we look forward to talking with you later. We've reached now the bottom of the list. I'll do one last call, and then we'll close up the net for this evening. So last call, please. Okay, and none heard. Before we close the net, are there any questions or comments that we haven't covered from the people who have checked in? Any comments or concerns? Okay, and none heard. So this will conclude the Monday evening social hour net for tonight. This net will meet again here next Monday on the same repeater, immediately following the 8 o'clock T-Barge net. This is Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as net control for the club call sign WATCM. I will now close the net and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thank you again, everyone, for your participation, your comments. Good evening to all. Good meteor hunting, whether it's on radio or just looking up in the sky. WATCM is clear.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform monitoring.
KFA DNS.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform monitoring.
KFA DNS testing. KFA DNS testing.
NHCN mobile.